You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is President Biden's executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity. Spelled in three parts, executive order, as in a United States president's formal directive that has much of the same power as a federal law, improving, as in enhancing, and finally, the nation's cybersecurity, as in the federal government's security posture. Definition. President Biden's May 2021 formal compliance mandate for federal civilian executive branch agencies, or FCEBs, to include specific short-term and long-term deadlines designed to enhance the federal government's digital defense posture. Example sentence. By law, President Biden's executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity applies only to the federal government and its systems. By extension, though, it applies to the thousands of government contractors and subcontractors that provide IT services to the U.S. government. Origin and context. On May 12, 2021, the United States President Joe Biden signed Executive Order 14028, mandating that all federal information systems meet or exceed specific standards and requirements for cybersecurity to include, and this is a long list, so bear with me, improvements to the Federal Acquisition Regulation, or FAR, streamlining the FedRAMP process, mandating that software vendors provide a Software Bill of Materials, or SBOM, for products sold to the government and submitting to some kind of software review, streamlining cybersecurity information sharing internally among federal civilian executive branch agencies and with cloud service providers, budgeting plans for implementing a zero trust architecture, accelerating deployment to secure cloud services, building a data analytics capability across the federal government, and hiring the necessary people to manage everything. Publishing strategy and guidance on cloud security. Developing procedures or playbooks for interagency incident response. Developing government communal services that branch agencies can use during a crisis. Deploying multi-factor authentication, deploying encryption at rest and in motion, and deploying endpoint detection and response, or EDR. Defining what critical software is and additional security requirements for software that meets those requirements. Establishing consumer IoT device labeling requirements. Establishing a cyber safety review board of government and commercial practitioners to review and assess significant branch agencies' cyber incidents. And finally, a mandate for all branch agencies to participate in some kind of continuous diagnostic and mitigation program. Whew, that's a lot. The executive order is arguably the most comprehensive federal cybersecurity enhancement program in the history of the United States. And these are not just suggestions. Each plank in the plan comes with short-term and long-term deadlines that are due mostly in 2021 and 2022. That's the good news. The bad news is that presidents have tried this in the past without much success. On February 12, 2013, just before the State of the Union address, former President Barack Obama issued an executive order on improving critical infrastructure cybersecurity. It focused on three key areas: information sharing, privacy, and the adoption of cybersecurity practices. But years later, according to Taylor Merding from CSO Online, quote, "Experts agree that while President Obama put time, effort, and political capital into improving cybersecurity, the results are not encouraging. Ultimately, it didn't accomplish the goal of making either government or the private sector more secure, end quote. As an example, on President Obama's watch, one or more Chinese nation-state hacker groups breached the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, and exfiltrated the personal data of nearly 22 million federal employees, arguably one of the most successful cyber espionage operations known by the public conducted in the last decade. That said, President Biden's executive order is even a bigger swing than President Obama's, and the things he's asking for are all capabilities that the federal government needs. We will be watching closely and wish him all success in this endeavor. Nerd reference. On 16 May 2021, President Biden spoke to the press about the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack and the need to make infrastructure more resilient. At this press conference, he announced his executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity and described the goals behind it.
And last night, I signed an executive order to improve the nation's cybersecurity. It calls for federal agencies to work more closely with the private sector to share information, strengthen cybersecurity practices, and deploy technologies that increase reliance against cyber attacks. It outlines innovative ways the government will drive to deliver security and software, using federal buying power to jumpstart the market and improve the products that all Americans use.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a message from CyberBit. Mastering cybersecurity is like mastering a sport. You build muscle memory through rigorous practice, then you train as a team to foster cohesion while operating under pressure. Like athletes, cybersecurity professionals thrive on hands-on simulation. But traditional courses, certifications, and open-source labs won't build you a winning team. You need CyberBit. CyberBit offers a hyper-realistic simulation environment for your SOC, IR, and C-suite to refine your skills, all using the market-leading SIEMs, EDRs, firewalls, and WAFs they use every day. CyberBit is offering CyberWire listeners a free live-fire exercise. Sign up your team now at cyberbit.com/cyberwire.